Live match broadcast in association with Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Download our new app today.
Sometimes you get these feelings that today could be a day of high drama, and already it seems to be the case. Will it be the case in Duggan Park and Ballinasloe? Well, the premise is simple. Galway win, they stay up. They lose, they get relegated. They draw, and that's somebody else's job to figure it out. Your commentary team for Galway and Waterford in the Leader Ladies National Football League. Yes, we'll say good afternoon to Caitlin Hayes and first Tommy Devan.
Yeah, John, thanks very much and welcome to Duggan Park. And well summed up there in your intro. It's going to be some afternoon here. We're just about to have the national anthem as well here. Both sides are out on the field, ready for the start of the action. The toss has been made. Galway will play with the aid of the breeze in the first half, but we're going to pause here in Duggan Park and Ballinasloe for Aron Navin.
And I'll break away from that for a brief minute. While Aron Navin is being played, there are some huge games down for decision. While I have a second, I can tell you what's going on regarding the rugby. Northampton have taken the lead against Munster. It's now 19 points to 14. The try coming from Hendy in the 60th minute. But Ulster have turned it around completely against Montpellier, and they have got a try from Wilson, and it's been converted by John Cooney, and they now lead Montpellier by 19 points to 17. Half time in this game, we'll be going over to Poe for a update from William Davies and Alan Deegan ahead of Connacht and Poe in the European Challenge Cup. Celtic have had a half a chance to get a shock winner. It would be a shock winner. Rangers are completely on top, but it is 98 minutes gone. It's still 3-3 there. Aron Navin is coming to an end, so let's head back and rejoin Caitlin and Tommy.
Out on the field, John, here. We're getting ready for the action. Aron Navin sung there just prior to you joining us as well. You could hear it in the background. Galway will play from left to right in this first half, having won the toss, and that is the side that the breeze is predominantly blowing into. But it's a swirly breeze out there, Caitlin, and it's anything but ideal for football, you'd imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. It's tough conditions. While the skies are relatively blue in patches, there's lots of clouds, so it'd be interesting to see if the weather does play a part in what today is a very important game of football.
Huge game, of course. It'll decide which one of these two teams will play in Division 1 of the Little National Football League for 2025. An interesting player as well, acting as a backroom official or a water carrier on the far side of the field, is Louise Ward. It's good to see her back as well,
yeah.
Although not back on the listed panel today, but obviously out there, you know, back doing a bit of training with Galway as well, and she'll be huge in Galway's championship campaign.
Absolutely, it's a step in the right direction, and look, it's back on the field in one way, you could say. So look, it's a step in the right direction, and she'll be hoping to be back in action for a championship that'll start soon, of course.
You see a couple of changes there. I see a 27 out there as well for Waterford, so we didn't get the full amount of changes as we battled with a brave butterfly in the press box here as well, fluttering around us here in Duggan Park and Ballinasloe as we look out. That's another change for Waterford. We'll keep an eye on who's not playing. That's Niamh Power of Air Owen that's in there as well. Galway playing with those two changes we told you about. In come 22 for Galway, Emma Rini from Caldra Coons in place of Aoife O'Rourke, full forward, and number 29 Charlotte Cooney in place of number 7 Aoife Kelly from Caldra Coons. Referee Maggie Farley is in the middle of the field. She's just checking with her linesmen, she's checking with her umpires, she checks the watch on the left hand, and we're about to get the action underway. Ball is in, game is on, and Galway win the ball from the throw-in. Straight away it's gathered there by Mairead Glynn from Jamore McHale's, takes the free short this side of the field towards Olivia Dively. Galway playing from left to right in the first half. Ball inside then towards Leanne Cohen from Curra Finn. Leanne happy to bring the ball out towards centre back Nicola Ward, who's moving forward already. Galway playing with that breeze as we look out from our commentary position. First chance here for Galway maybe to get an opportunity to take a shot at the post. Emma Rini decides she'll go back out the field, but it's a half hit attempt at a pass, and Waterford can come away with it. Tadesha in their white jerseys, blue sleeves, working it out over on the far side of the field, driving forward, looking to hit Galway with a score against the breeze. It's out as far as number 18, I think it's Orla Kennedy there that's playing as well. So number of changes on the Waterford team. Caitlin battling with the numbers here beside me. She'll try and keep us up to date of what they are. There's a free outside the D for Waterford. Early stages we played, the clock hasn't started on the scoreboard down to our right hand side, but we're in about the second minute of action here on my stopwatch. So we'll keep a close eye on that. That's not either working or it's just not turned on yet, Caitlin. But Waterford have the opportunity here now through their midfielder Emma Murray from Cumber Rangers. Will she go for a point from here? Will she drop it in around the house? Goes after outside the right boot, drops it in towards the post. The umpire goes right high flag. Visitors take the lead. That's a crucial score early on.
Absolutely, yeah. That's their opening score within what we're guessing kind of about 2 minutes. But as we say, the stopwatch hasn't been started officially. Oh, well, on the clock, I'm sure the referee has time on that. But take no notice of me. I'm still frantically trying to look at the Waterford jerseys, trying to figure out who it is that has made way for those substitutions. Number 18, Orla Kennedy, and number 27, Niamh Power on the Daisha side.
Opening score then to the visitors. Waterford lead here in Duggan Park. 1 point to no score. Galway now in search of response almost immediately. Have possession between the 45 and 21 metre line, but being pushed back out towards Shauna Hines. Shauna wearing that white bandana as easily picked out there at centre half hour for Galway. Nicola Ward picks it up on the 45, moves it forward towards Charlotte Cooney, and Galway now try and bring it out around the middle of the field and try and find a little bit of space. Galway hold on to it through their midfielder Mairead Glynn, carrying the ball laterally now across the field towards the stand here, which is filled up somewhat since the last time we spoke to John, and our build up to today's big game here in Duggan Park. But Galway have possession, but they're being forced out the field. A lot of Waterford jerseys back behind the ball, but here's the chance maybe for Olivia Dively to make a little bit of space inside. She'll go back outside towards Charlotte Cooney. Cooney, little fist pass inside towards Emma Reaney. Reaney off to Shauna Hines. Hines now thought about having the shot, driving forward, being told to have a go, kicks it high, kicks it over the black spot. It's the equalising score. You can hear the applause in the background. Galway are here to support their team on. It's Galway 1 point, Waterford 1 point, Caitlin.
Yeah, that was great play there and great patience just by the Galway forwards. They're passing it over and back, and then Shauna made the right direction or the right decision to just go straight for goal and put that ball over the bar. Not a bother to her.
Over the bar. We're in the fourth minute of the first half, and it's level pegging here. Galway getting the opening score for themselves from the boot of centre forward Shauna Hines from Milltown. She's been one of the finds of the league campaign for Daniel Moynihan and his backroom team, that's for sure. As We look at the sideline ball on the far side of the field. It's for Waterford, playing from right to left in this first half. Ball knocked in over the top. Fits it in there, but the referee, Maggie Farrelly, says there was a hand on the Galway back in there, and that's going to be a free out. Galway want to take it quickly. They urgently try and move it forward. Olivia Dively sends a lovely ball in the direction of Leanne Cohen, 45 metres out from goal, 5 metres in from the sideline, in towards Emma Reaney, wearing 22, in for the Aoife O'Rourke. Put on, didn't start the Galway for Galway at full forward. Ball in towards Shauna Hines, does well again to try and get to that, but Waterford are back there in numbers through their full back Alana McNulty of Aaron's own, and Waterford now will try to build it up slowly through the hands out towards their midfielder Kellyanne Hogan from Ballymacarbery. Of course, Ballymacarbery and Kilcairn Clonbearn would have had many battles themselves over the years, as the wing back Aoife O'Neill goes forward now for Waterford. 1 point apiece in the early stages here in Duggan Park. It's 5 minutes gone in this first half. Galway with wind advantage for sure in this first half. Waterford now just eyeing up what might be available as they work their way towards the 45 metre line. Full forward for the visitors, Katie Murray from Cumber Rangers is fouled, and that's going to be a free in from a similar position that Emma Murray got the opening score, Caitlin. So or I think it says that the number 9, it's just hard to distinguish the 8s and 9s. Is it Kellyanne Hogan that's going to take it? Yeah. So we may have given a point to Emma Murray early on, but Kellyanne Hogan definitely this time with the free outside the D, off the right boot, strikes it. It's on its way towards the post. It's high and it's over the bar. Waterford very good from place ball so far. 2 chances, 2 points in the lead, Galway.
That's it, very clinical, which I suppose they know they have to be. And the wind, I think, has kind of changed that it is in their favour now, so that would have helped. But they're being clinical, they're making the chances, and they're taking the frees, and they're making use of them.
And it is a good point that you've made there. The breeze is so hard to figure out here. For 1 minute it's blowing. There's an injury now down as two players have clashed. The referee's going to go in and talk to the Waterford corner forward from Dungarvan, Lauren McGregor. And that is that deemed to be a yellow card offence? And the referee just talking to the corner forward. She's noted her name in the book, but it's an injury to Galway nonetheless. Yeah. But come back on that breeze, it's hard to see. If you look at the tricolour on the far side, Galway and Waterford flags either side of it, they have been blowing towards the town, but now they're, you know, kind of changing as the game goes on.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it's going to continue to change, to wreck our heads throughout the rest of the game, that we won't be sure who's playing with the breeze or who's not. So forgive us if we get that confused during the match, but if you could see the flags, they're switching it up the whole time. This wind has a mind of its own.
Yeah, it has, and it's probably difficult, particularly for trying to get points that are really crucial in this game as well. as Galway have possession. They drive it long, and that's aided by the breeze there. It gets in towards Mairead Glynn from Jamore McGill's. It's pulled back, and that'll be a free in the middle of the park. Just up towards the 45 metre line when Galway's captain Alva Davern from Kilmacud Croaks gets to take it, and she sends a lovely ball in towards Emma Rainey. Rainey picks it up on the 21 metre line. Out it goes as far as Leanne Cohen. Waterford lead here, 2 points to 1. Roisin Leonard, lovely little dinky pass inside to the unmarked Alva Davern. Davern now bearing down on goal, comes back outside, tries to take an extra solo off it, back to Rainey. Rainey should have a shot at the post here. Rainey does have a shot at the post, and we're level again in Duggan Park. Galway 2 points, Waterford 2.
Yeah, again, great, really good play by Galway when they get up into that final like quarter. They're being really patient with the ball, and they're waiting to take the shot at the right time. So that was a great point there by Emma Rainey.
8 minutes gone, and it's level here, 2 points apiece. Shauna Hines and Emma Rainey with points from play for Galway, and Kellyanne Hogan with 2 frees for Waterford. That's the tally of 4 points that both sides share here as Galway go on the attack again over on the far side. Maeve Walsh from Oakdurard gets it back out the field, and again it's Mairead Glynn from Jamore McHales. We've seen a lot of ball in the early stages here. It's a Galway go on the attack again, trying to bring in Nicola Ward, bursts her way forward in towards Shauna Hines. Hines now with a shot from out the field. It's curling, it's high, it's dropping in, and it's dropping up and over the bar. Lovely strike. There wasn't an awful lot of strength in that, but she didn't need an awful lot, Caitlin, because she has the breeze behind her. She just guided it up in the air and let the wind do the rest.
Absolutely, just enough. Doesn't matter if she'd booted it 10 times harder. Once it goes over, that's the main thing, and that's exactly what she did.
Second point for Shauna Hines, third point for Galway, and Galway lead here, 3 points to 2. Kick out to come from the Waterford goalkeeper, Evelyn O'Brien, out to the middle, but Galway win it from the kick out. Nicola Ward does well to Sheila from a marker, gets the ball off to Alva Davern, and Davern has time then to give it to Leanne Cohen. Cohen now forward to Maeve Walsh, goes for the return pass, gets the pass to Waterford defender Emma Rainey. Referee says there's going to be a foul. There's a pull in the jersey. Advantage was being played, and this is the first chance, Caitlin, for Roisin Leonard. Then we know she's Galway's free taker for most of the league, and she's an accomplished free taker at that as well. Sometimes she takes them from the hand, sometimes she likes to put them on the grass, and I think this time she's putting this one on the deck.
And I was thinking there the wind is with her first, but now it's completely changed again and she's kicking into it. So
yeah, it's a difficult day for sure for free takers playing into this goal on her right. We did tell you Galway had won the toss and looked like they were playing with the breeze, but it's a swirly breeze as Leonard strikes this one in, strikes it out to the left hand side, however, and that is the difficulty. It's the first wide of the game, but it remains Galway 3 points, Waterford 2 points, and the kick out to come from the Waterford goalkeeper Evelyn O'Brien from the Clashmore Kinsale Beg Club. Is that they've made the long journey from Waterford. Remember, Galway played Waterford last year in Waterford, and that was a breezy day that day as well at the Waterford venue. But it's Waterford have won the kick out this time, and they drive forward now through Emma Murray. Murray now still going forward, being pulled back by Nicola Ward. Referee sees a hand in there, gives the free to the visitors, and they take it quickly. Out it goes to Kellyanne Hogan. Kelly now driving forward, seems to take an extra couple of steps there, but the referee says play on. As driving forward is the wing back Anya O'Neill, still going now, drive the ball in. Ball is taken away, however, great defensive work back there for Galway, and Galway somehow dispossess Waterford, who looked like through Katie Murray that they could have been in for a score there, but it's good work by Galway now. Olivia Dively off to Shauna Hines, 2 points for Shauna so far. Let's see, Galway lead by 3 points to 2 as Shauna Hines now sends a lovely ball inside. Emma Rainey getting out in front of her marker, gathers possession, does well. Is she fouled? No play on, says the referee, as Rainey now looking for support. It comes from Shauna Hines, coming off the shoulder, brilliant work by Hines. Thought about having a shot for another point, she does go for another point. It's dropping in high in towards the goals. The goalkeeper has to be alert. That one was dropping in under the crossbar, Caitlin, but fairness to the goalkeeper Evelyn O'Brien, she did well. She took the safe option, she just touched it out to the side, but in doing that, Galway have won a 45.
Absolutely, and fair play to Shauna Hines there, like she had everything behind that, but again maybe it was the wind that brought it short, but the goalkeeper there, the Waterford goalkeeper Evelyn O'Brien, did well to bat that out, and Galway now have a 45, which was the right decision on her part to just get any hand at all to it, because it would have gone for the net if she hadn't.
Well, what's the odds on Roisin Leonard having a cut at this one and putting it over the bar? She's done it before, but she's going to go short this time. Hand up right, hand up left. That's a signal for Emma Rainey to make the burst out and have a shot at the post. Strikes it in, but it's again that breeze just catching that one, and it ends up over beside the scoreboard behind the goal down to our right hand side, and it remains Galway 3 points, Waterford 2 points, 12 minutes gone in the first half. And I suppose it's difficult when you look out to see that that breeze is probably not favouring anyone. It's so swirly out there.
That's exactly it. You just couldn't time it, that you know, no matter what, you'd nearly want to be checking the flags before you'd kick the ball to see how it'd affect what way you'd be kicking it. But no, doing nobody any favours, as you said.
Oh, Waterford player gets knocked to the ground there, but she's won herself a free on O'Neill. She kept her eye on the ball all the way. You could see it was hanging up in the breeze. It's getting blustery as the game goes on. The sky is getting darker. We had sun at the start of this game prior to the throw-in, but it's a little bit cloudy now as the ball is moved forward there. Waterford player goes to ground. Play on, says the referee, as battling for possession is Maeve Walsh for Galway. Maeve does well to get it off, and Galway have it back there now to Charlotte Cooney, to Nicola Ward. Nicola Ward brings in the wing back from Tuam Courtroom, Kate Geraghty, Leanne Cohen. All this happening out around the middle of the field, decide as Olivia Dively decides to use her clubmate and change the course of direction as Galway move it over towards Charlotte Cooney now, over on the far side. But Galway trying to get a pass back to each other. The ball holds up in the breeze. It really is a day where you got to be 100% precise with your fisted pass or your foot pass, because this breeze will dominate this game and has been dominant early on. In towards Reaney again. Reaney goes to ground. The referee says push in the back. Daniel Moynihan and his backroom team applauded. The Waterford backroom team not happy with that. Roisin Leonard will come out to take a free, which is now 40 metres out from goal, and an opportunity for Galway maybe to go two ahead here. The lead by 3-2. Will she take from the hand? She's brought it forward, Caitlin, about 2 or 3 yards. She'll be happy enough with that.
Absolutely, yeah, sure. If you're not being told to go back, why wouldn't you? You may as well chance it. The worst if you told us to go back.
Let's see, can she find the accuracy with this? Ah, she can find it with aplomb. High up and over the bar, Galway go two ahead. Super score, one step back on that occasion by Roisin Leonard. So she's keeping an eye on what way the breeze is blowing, because it is blowing behind Galway's backs right now as we look out. And she put that one from the deck over the bar, 4-2. Super score by her as Roisin Leonard opens her account. It's Galway's first point from the free. Ball breaks in the middle of the field. It's Waterford that are onto it. 14 minutes gone. Galway've got the last three scores to lead 4-2. As here go Waterford now through Katie Murray. Waterford like to score goals and have done in the majority of their games this year. Caitlin will tell us about those in a couple of moments, and the amount of goals that they scored. The referee spotted a foul. We spoke before the game in the build up to this as well, how dangerous they are at scoring goals, Caitlin.
Absolutely. In each of their league games in this campaign, they've scored 2 goals, but an important thing to note is they've also conceded 2 goals in every game except in the Cork game, which they only conceded 1. So, you know, does that tell us there's a weakness there that we might be able to, that Galway might be able to go through? You don't know.
Here we go then. Waterford a chance to reduce the deficit again. They'll be happy at where they are at the moment as that free comes in. It's curling for me out to the right hand side as well. Mm-hmm. Commentator's curse on Waterford there, but Galway will be happy with that. A point, a wide apiece, but Galway lead by 4-2. The sun rejoins us here in Duggan Park in Ballinasloe. If you're just joining us, we've played just about midway point of the first half. Galway leading by 4-2 on a very difficult day wind wise here at the Ballinasloe venue. Galway have won their own kick out and they are pushed back a little bit here. That's Mary Ann Jordan from Caltra Coons who gets it off then over towards Nicola Ward. Nicola now, quick hand pass to get Charlotte Cooney away. Charlotte now working it, trying to bring in a player. Referee says there's too many steps taken there, and that'll be a free half a Waterford in the middle of the field. Over-carrying is the infringement indicated by the referee, and Waterford get possession back. 4-2, Galway lead. Waterford here in this really crunch tie. It's round 6 of the Little National Football League, postponed from a couple of weeks ago, but it's a crucial one that sees Cork already relegated. Galway and Waterford, one of those two teams will join them in Division 2 next year. Who would it be? Well, right now it's even Stevens here as regards play as Waterford try to go through again. It's great defensive work by Galway. Ball touched on the ground by the player lying on the surface, and that'll be a free out to Galway. But you can see Waterford's intent. They want to try and get through, and they do have goals in their mind.
Absolutely, they are. They're heading towards goals each and every time, because as we said, they have confidence. They know they can get them, and that's what's on their mind today is goals.
Yeah, they're trailed by 2 points, but they are putting it up to Galway here as 17 minutes are gone on the clock. 4-2, Galway lead. Low scoring so far. Galway looking to maybe change that right now as they bring in Nicola Ward on the run from centre half back, still going forward. Oh, I love pop pass to Roisin Leonard. Roisin now 30 metres out from goal, in it goes to Olivia Dively. One more pass here to Leanne Cohen, we'll have a shot at the post. Leanne curls it in and curls it up and over the bar. Galway go 5 points to 2 ahead. Super score, super work from all the way back in their own defence. Brilliant teamwork, and eventually fell to Leanne Cohen, and she knew what she was going to do with that one.
Absolutely, there was fantastic play. Like, how many names did we see get on that? We had Olivia Dively, like there was so many people got on that for to set Leanne Cohen up to finish that off for them.
Super score, 17 minutes gone. Galway have got the last four scores here as looks like a substitute coming in. They're going to bring in Aoife Murray now. She wasn't she didn't start the game, but she's been brought in to the Waterford attack. It looks like there we have a blood sub too, I think, is the referee. So there you could probably hear it in the PA system in the background, Aoife Murray coming in and going off Annie Fitzgerald from Galtier. So Waterford making a change there as the breeze strengthens here in Duggan Park. Ball won over on the far side of the field by the visitors. The Dacia now trying to move it quickly forward, trying to run at this Galway defence. They'll have to go back for first though, however, and it's back inside their own 65 metre line. In possession there is Clodagh Carroll. Carroll now trying to offload it, and here go Waterford. Advantage was being played, that advantage is now gone as Waterford drive forward looking to hit Galway. As coming forward is that aforementioned substitute Aoife Murray, back out the field towards Kate Murray. Kate now taking on Kate Geraghty. It's the battle of the two Kates. Ball recycled inside. This is where Waterford are dangerous, looking for a score here. Off the wing forward, strikes it in, strikes it up and over the bar. It's a good score and a good response from Banny McCarbery's Claire Walsh, as Waterford needed that. They hadn't scored, Caitlin, since the fifth minute, so a good score by them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, the sun has seemed to come out, and it's, I hope it's not a pathetic fallacy in Waterford's direction, but Waterford are back on the ball here now again, attacking again.
Yeah, straight from the kick out, and they've got space inside here. This is dangerous now. They take on the Galway defence going forward, goes to ground, the referee says play on, and in the end the Waterford player takes a little bit too much out of that, as it remains Galway 5 Waterford 3. But Waterford constantly going at the Galway defence here, and you can imagine in the second half, Caitlin, if the breeze continues to be in favour of the team playing from left to right, you'd imagine that Waterford will have a right cut of Galway in the second half. So Galway probably need, you know, a bit of an advantage on the scoreboard at half time.
Absolutely, you'd imagine, because as you say, Waterford have just been threatening and threatening and running that in, and if they have the wind at their backs, who knows what it'll take to stop them.
Yeah, exactly. So crucial final 10 or 11 minutes now before half time for Galway as they try and extend their advantage, leading by 5 points to 3 in possession. And again, Margaret Farrelly, the referee, insists that it's overcarrying on the far side, and that will be a free out to Waterford, and it's brought forward as well a couple of metres, and Waterford will take advantage of this and they move it forward quickly over to the far side. It's coming into the centre again for Waterford. Waterford like to move the ball through the hands and move it quickly. Support this side is from the Claire Walsh, the girl that scored the last point. Full back up there as well, Alana McNulty. So Waterford going forward looking to reduce the deficit even further here. Shot comes in towards the post but goes out to the right hand side and wide. Another wide for Waterford, and remains Galway 5 Waterford 3. And our stopwatch tells us we've just about 10 minutes to go here to the half time break. So intriguing opening 20 minutes, Kate, and we've had 8 scores, 5 of them from Galway, 3 of them from Waterford. But I think that if Waterford looking at this going in, you know, only trailing by a couple of points, that they'd be very happy at half time.
Yeah, I think it's been a really competitive game so far, but yeah, Galway do seem to, they are being more clinical and economical in front of goal, which is making all the difference with their on the scoreboard, of course, being up by that 2 points. But I think if the wind is to continue as it is, they'll need a lot more, as you said, than a 2 point advantage heading into half time if they do want to come out as victorious today.
No joy for Munster in the Champions Cup either. They were defeated 24-14 by Northampton, so Munster's campaign comes to an end there. Remember, Connacht take on Pau later on this afternoon as well. William Davis and the lads will bring you that match as well here on Galway BFM. But it's Galway through Alvar Davern now, trying to register another score or two before the half time break. It really is a well evenly hard contested final league game here. big prize at stake. Division 1 football for 2025. Shauna Hines, score of 2 points so far, off to Emma Rainey. Rainey gives it off to Leanne Cohen, thought about having the shot, might still go for it, tries to curl it in, curls it out to the right hand side and wide. It was a difficult angle and a difficult day for football, but she already had scored the last point for Galway a few minutes ago, but just didn't get that one over the bar.
But still great great things to take out of that. Like, you'd great play there between Emma Rainey, Shauna Hines and then Leanne Cohen to shoot, but it's great play and it's really positive. Look, they're getting up there, but hopefully they can be that bit more clinical now.
Yeah, creating the chances as the ball drops in the middle of the field. Waterford winning their own kick out again. Ball breaks, however, Galway do well to turn that over. And now this Galway on the attack. Lovely ball inside towards Olivia Dively. Dively thought about giving the hand pass. Can she go for a score from there? She can go for a score from there. She kicks it high. She kicks it in and she kicks it over the bar. Olivia Dively becomes the latest Galway player to score. It gives Galway a 3-point advantage again. Far better by Galway there. The little bit of space. The wind is behind them. And she just guided that one between the uprights.
Yeah, and I think it's fantastic as well. We've 5 different scorers already on the Galway team, which is fantastic. A great sign of the forwards and its variety the whole time, so that's fantastic to see.
Yep, kick out again from Evelyn O'Brien, drops out around the middle of the park. Battle between two Galway players. Referee says she'll throw that up and that'll be a throw-in ball. Galway 6 points, Waterford 3 points. Big win for Galway, of course, yesterday in the start of the Connacht Championship in Ruislip, as they look forward to playing the winners of Sligo and Leitrim in 2 weeks' time. So keep a close eye on how that one is going today as well. But Maggie Farrelly is going to throw the ball in here in Ballinasloe, between the wing forward Mairead O'Brien from the Dacia and number 9 for Galway as Alvar Davern, the captain from Kilmacud Crokes, still having a chat with some of the fringe players there to push them back either side. It'll be between those two players that the ball will go in. It should favour the Waterford player, but Shauna Hines gets in to get the break for Galway on the 45-metre line, driving forward. Little pass into Roisin Leonard, bottled up, boxed up, needs to get rid of it. Try to get it out, but Waterford have it there, and Waterford have been awarded a free, and Waterford want to take it quickly to this side, to Eve Power. Eve Power now driving forward, the full back for Waterford, past the 65 metre line towards the 45 metre line on her left hand side, still going forward, still in possession, gets it inside towards Claire Walsh. Walsh now skips by her marker, still met by 3 Galway players as they try to recycle it back out the field. Waterford looking to reduce the deficit here as the ball comes back out to Katie Murray. Katie now fisted pass over to the far side it goes as the ball drives inside and is picked up in there by the Galway centre back Nicola Ward, as we'll have to check on the Waterford numbers at half time as well, because we believe from what we're hearing they're not the numbers associated with the players that are wearing them. So Caitlin's job was hard at the start of this game, might get a little more difficult at half time as she tries to figure out who's who, but we know who's in the Galway jerseys, and that's the most important thing at the moment. Galway trying to go forward here, lovely pass inside towards Leanne Cohen, thought about the shot, gets it back outside to Alvar Davern. Davern now, Galway leading by 6-3, still in possession, met by a wall of Waterford players, tries to get it outside, the ball is thrown according to the referee, and that'll be a free out to Waterford, as we got a Darren Kelly, I see him down there, he's our colleague of course working with the LGFA today, is down trying to figure out the numbers. And I don't know if that's a 25 or 26 or a 28 that's got.
I think it's 26, judging by the board. It's 26, so that would be Cora Murray replacing Lucy O'Shea.
Yeah, so a little bit of a mix up in the numbers.
Yeah, that's if they're going by the program,
by
of
the
course.
Numbers, yeah, and well, whatever happens, and I we'll think go with the numbers that we're given.
Absolutely.
And, if somebody's getting points from Waterford that might not even be on the programme, well, it is what it is. It's 6-3. That's what it is here in Duggan Park and Ballinasloe. 3 or 4 minutes to go to the half-time break. Waterford in possession, trying to hit Galway quickly. And it's with the number 26, Cora Murray, just on her introduction, fist the ball forward for the Dacia into Claire Walsh. Walsh now moves it further in field as Walsh goes for the return pass. Waterford trying to bear down on goal. Here's the chance. The referee's going to go back for the free, and it will be a free in to Waterford. And you can see, Caitlin, that's, you know, what they do and what they do well. They move the ball quickly, although they may be playing against the breeze here. They like to hold it, move it quickly, between, you know, hand passes in and in over the top, but there was a free given to Waterford 40 metres out.
Yeah, which I suppose, you know what, when you're playing against the breeze, it makes sense to go with those hand passes and work it in towards goal, so that suits their way of play, so they mightn't be too mad at the whole breeze, but you know, they're free now, just around the 21 as it, or even closer.
Yeah, it's in and over the bar. Galway are warming up a substitute as well. Andrea Trail is going to come in for Galway. So we know she's wearing number 30 as she makes her way into the side, coming off as Maeve Walsh as well. And we'll see who got the point from for Waterford there. It's down to her left hand side. The number 15, I think, is Lauren McGregor, that got the point for Waterford. That makes it 6-4. And
yeah, and I think she's the one to watch for, with the goals. I know she got two. She has 5 goals so far in the league, getting 2 in their last game against Mayo. But I saw a stat that she has 17 goals in her last 22 games with the Waterford ladies. So
yeah, I'm sure she's been picked out by the Galway management team as well as one to watch in this contest here, as Galway lead by 6-4. We come up towards half time, and Galway trying to get the ball forward towards Raid Glynn, and the ball comes off the Waterford player on the far side of the field. Waterford claiming last touch was off a Galway player, but the Lions person on the far side of the field has given it to Galway, and Galway have possession, and it's on the 65 metre line. The referee telling the Galway player to go back to take this. 6-4, low scoring, close encounter here, lot at stake for both sides as Galway go back with that sideline ball, puts pressure on Charlotte Cooney way over on the far side of the field. She needs to try and get it out of there, and gets a good fisted pass out towards Kate Geraghty. Geraghty completes the clearance, and the ball makes its way to Leanne Cohen, off to Nicola Ward. Nicola now on a solo run, gone 30 yards, still going forward, 40, she's towards the edge of the D, she soloed 50 metres to bring that forward to get it to Emma Rainey, back to Nicola Ward, thought about the shot, instead goes into Olivia Dively, who will think about it, but is blocked up. Back to Emma Rainey. Is there space here for Nicola Ward? She's looking to get support as Leanne Cohen will have a shot at the post in around the house, and Roisin Leonard does well to keep it in play. Lovely fist to pass inside. My ball might come to Andrea Trail. It does. Out it comes to Raid Glynn, back, and the shot will come in from the Galway substitute. Immediate, or no, into Emma Rainey, I think it was, in the end that got it. The Galway substitute, Andrea Trail, involved, but Emma Rainey will be credited with that point. Galway go 3 ahead again.
Absolutely, and I think Nicola Ward did Trojan work. I think she deserves half that score. Like, was it 40 yards she made just running straight through, and a few pop passes in between? Like, at centre back, she's a powerhouse. She really is, you know, the fulcrum of this team.
Yeah, we're in the final minute or so of the first half here on our stopwatch as the ball breaks. Just confirmation of the substitute for Waterford there as well. Galway leading by 7-4. Waterford in possession. Ball recycled back towards the number 7, Anya O'Neill, and she'll move it to the midfield area to Emma Murray. Murray now driving forward, soloing at the Galway defence, needs support, looking for that support to come. Eventually it does, from the midfield area and back inside. It's a lot of good work here, and here's the chance, here's the goal chance for Waterford, but they spurned the goal chance to put it up and over the bar. I think it ended up with Katie Murray inside, but Galway looking dangerous in there. Daniel Moynihan shaking his head down in front of us as well. Back to a 2-point ball game. We're going to be in for a huge second half here, Caitlin.
Yeah, absolutely. Katie Murray found herself all by herself in the box. You know, she, if she had put that, she could have put it either side of Derby Gower, but she just, it went over the bar. And I think Galway are lucky that that wasn't a goal, and that it's not drawn here.
The last 5 points I've seen Waterford outscore Galway 3-2, so that's where we're at. 7-5. Galway had led by 5-2, but it's akin to a championship match out there, that's for sure. So much at stake. It's Nicola Ward drives forward again, driving run, gets it off into Alvar Davern, tries to make a little bit of space to have a shot at the post, gives it back to Leanne Cohen. Galway looking to restore a 3-point advantage here, maybe before half time. Nicola Ward, that sturdies the option. The option is to get it inside towards Olivia Dively here now. Olivia Dively has a shot at the post, but it won't curl sufficiently for Galway and go out to the right hand side and wide. The referee has seen an injury to a Waterford player. I'm not quite sure if it's it is a contact lens, in fact, that needs to be repositioned for the Waterford player. So well spotted by the referee. 7-5, Caitlin. Galway leading as we come up towards the half time break. We did say there would be a big second half, and I suppose it's all down to the next 30 minutes at the start of the second half.
Absolutely, and both teams have been really convincing when they're going forward. Like, that you really would feel like there's goals in this match. Like, I really do feel it coming in the second half, but in the Galway attack. Like, they've been linking up so, so well. Everybody's been getting involved. Emma Rini, Leanne Cohn, Nicola Ward at centre-back is getting forward, and she's been integral to so many of those scores. So I do feel like there's goals in that full forward line.
It's hard to believe as well, I suppose, Kate, that when you look at this and look at these two teams, that, and add in Cork as well, that Galway, Cork and Waterford have only one game each in their league campaign so far. And, you know, we look at Galway's run, I suppose they've been unfortunate to lose out by, you know, some games by a point or 2 points or whatever.
That's it. But yeah, like, it's all there or thereabouts, and it's really frustrating. But I guess it just shows the standard that you're at. You're trying to compete for it all. So they've been really good matches, which is great to see. That's what we want, especially at league level, is that really, really good contesting matches.
Well, whatever will happen here today in Ballinasloe, both sides can firmly study on the championship after this and their preparations for the coming weeks as well. We believe that the Connacht football final this year will be in a Roscommon venue on the 12th of May. That's a week after the Connacht men's senior football final. So no Connacht ladies football final before the men's final this year is what we're hearing, but likely to be a double header between the ladies senior and ladies intermediate on the 12th of May. All that will be confirmed in the coming days and weeks as we concentrate here. Maggie Farrelly checking the watch there to see how much time is left here. Galway leading by 2 points, 7 points to 5. Dying stages of the first half here in Ballinasloe as Waterford have possession but put under lots of pressure back there. Dota Carroll still goes forward, half intercepted. Waterford get it out this side of the field towards the girl wearing 17, is Cara McCarthy from Dunboyne. Off it goes then in turn to Anya O'Neill. Waterford trying to finish with the last score of the half here, you'd imagine time should be nearly up here as Waterford go forward. Shot delivered in, pass inside as Waterford's corner back, Aoife Murray, who's been playing up front since her introduction. Maggie Farrelly has one more look at the watch. She's probably going to allow this last attack to see out before we get the half time whistle. Waterford looking for a score, a point that would put them just one behind as Galway try and stem that attack here. Ball recycled back out. Waterford trying to get it inside. They're doing well to move it in. Ball goes to ground. Galway putting the pressure on. Waterford still in possession, working it forward. This is crucial. A chance. Oh, brilliant block down by Sarah and Lynchy. Okay, Waterford still have it. Block down again. Galway deny Waterford goal chance at the end twice, one after another. Galway go forward with time maybe for Galway to get a score before the half time break. 7 points to 5. Maggie Farrelly says we'll have no more. Galway will go in leading by 2 points at the interval, 7 points to 5. And as we said earlier, Caitlin, a huge second half to come. But right now, if it finished at this, Galway would be in Division 1 next year. But I think we're in for a huge, huge 30 plus minutes.
Absolutely, yeah. It's still all to play for. As we all know, 2 points isn't much of a lead. There's a kick in the ball in it. And like, I think both sides, as you can see, are gunning for goals. And if there are goals, that changes the match entirely.
Yeah, it will change it, of course. And, you know, all the permutations we talked about before the start of this game will come into play towards the end of it as well if the sides are level. But right now, Galway will take that at the end. If they were leading by 2 points, they would be in Division 1 again next year. But as we said, still loads of action to come here. Come back to us, John, for live second half commentary from Duggan Park and Ballinasloe. But for now, we are at half time. Galway lead at the break. Galway 7 points, Waterford 5.
Live match broadcast in association with Supermax and the Plaza Group. Proudly fueling GAA supporters at the Galway Plaza, the N17 Plaza Tuam, Loughrea Service Station, and the Kinnegad Plaza. The Plaza Group, the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Thanks very much, John, and you're welcome back to Duggan Park and Ballinasloe. Officials are the first people back out for the second half. No sign yet of Waterford or Galway. And Caitlin, you've been doing a little bit of tidying up of the programme at halftime as well. And just looking at it there, it looks like Waterford have stepped the numbers up one for all the substitutes.
That's it, in case we were snoozing at halftime, in case you wanted to take a break. Yeah, no, there's been a good few just little changes on in the Waterford subs, but we've been told that the numbers that we told, they were correct according to the board, so we said that the correct players came on, so we haven't done anything wrong, I've been told, and that's the main thing.
And of course our focus is very much on the maroon and white as well. Galway lining out correctly with their numbers. They had the two changes before the throw-in. Charlotte Cooney coming in for Galway, and Emma Reaney starting in place of Aoife Rourke and Aoife Ní Cealaí respectively. Waterford back out for the second half as they go in search of a couple of more scores in this second half, trailing by 7 points to 5 at half time. The sun is bright, it's shining here, it's very breezy, it's blowing even stronger now, Caitlin, I'd suggest, in favour of Waterford in this second half.
Absolutely, we were talking about the flags earlier, but we can actually see the poles moving now, so it has really picked up. It is blowing, it seems to be blowing from left to right for the moment, as we know that that's likely to change probably in due course, but the sun is out, so hopefully it'll
shine on Galway.
Absolutely.
That's what we're hoping here, as Galway make their way back out onto the pitch there in the dressing rooms on the far side of the field here in Duggan Park, just to the left of the scoreboard. So a big 30 minutes plus to come here in Duggan Park and Ballinasloe. One of these teams will play in Division 1 next year, one of them will be in Division 2 alongside Cork, making that drop down from the top tier of the Little National Football League. But it's a huge second half here. Daniel Moynihan out on the field, down in front of us here, having a word with his backroom team as well, and they've got to get their plans in place, and I'm sure they have at half time, and they've had the chats, and they know and their team know what has to be done in this second half.
Absolutely, and we've talked, as we said before, in the first half, both teams are kind of gunning for goals, and I do think that this is going to be a half that we're going to see those goals, which could make all the difference, especially with the 2 point lead that Galway have.
Yeah, well, let's hope that's the girls in maroon and white that can find the 3 pointers, but if it stays as it is, then we're happy enough that Galway will be in Division 1. But a long way to go. Referee Maggie Farrelly throws the ball in, and the second half is underway. Free to Waterford, straight from the throw-in. Waterford now driving from left to right in this second half with the breeze behind them, get the ball out towards the centre. Waterford looking for the opening score of the second half, as that ball is drilled over there towards the player wearing number 4 is Aoife Murray. I mean, Aoife now back out the field it goes. Galway set up defensively now to try and deny Waterford any free scoring opportunity, but Waterford driving through, still space here, here's the chance, blocked down brilliantly, but the rebound comes back favourably towards the Waterford player. Galway trying to get a hand in there, ball on the ground, Galway player gets to it, wins the free. That's the midfielder Mairead Glynn from Damore McHale's, and Galway get their free back inside their own 21 metre line, but they have to go back with the free and now face into the elements here in the second half. Charlotte Cooney now trying to bring it forward for Galway, pull to the ground, the referee says jersey pull, and it certainly was, testing the quality of the Supermax jersey, as Galway drive forward now through Nicola Ward outside her own 45 metre line to Leanne Cohn, who was standing when she received that pass, but now moving a little bit faster there, gets the return pass off. This time it goes towards Kate Geraghty. Geraghty now moving it forward, breeze blowing into her face as she solos forward on the far side of the field. Galway see the ball come away from them, but it's picked up brilliantly there by the captain, Alva Davern. Alva now looking for support, gets it off to Leanne Cohn as Galway try and move it laterally. Charlotte Cooney calling for it this side of the field, she was unmarked, and she gets that pass, gets it inside towards Emma Reaney. Score of 2 points for Galway in the first half. We're inside the only second minute of the second half. Galway leading by 2 points, 7 points to five, as Galway in possession now. Waterford set up their defensive walls to force Galway out the field a little bit. Charlotte Cooney sends the ball inside towards Alva Davern. This is good work by Galway. Davern goes forward, thought about having a shot at the post, but needs support. Go back to Leanne Cohn. Leanne Cohn studies the options. Shauna Hines is there to receive the pass. Steps inside, but met by two Waterford players. Ball on the ground. Referee says it's a free. That's a foul by Galway, and that's a free out. It was tense. It was tough in the first half, Caitlin, and it's continuing in the same vein.
Absolutely. Both teams really do want to play Division 1 football today, next year. You can see it. They're both putting... It's like a championship game, as you said earlier. They're brilliant. Both sides are gunning for it.
Both sides going for this one, as Galway intercept that free out there, and they have possession. Breeze, as we look down at the flag on the sideline here, blowing in favour of Waterford strongly now at the moment. Ball out the field out. Galway going to have to be patient and work the ball through the hands. Kate Geraghty going forward towards the inside line, gets it inside back out towards Alva Davern. Kate Geraghty continue the run. Kate still going forward. Kate back into Alva Davern. Chance here for Galway, maybe, but the ball spins away from Alva Davern, and the umpires looking closely at what the signal going to be. It's we're half blocked out here by the stanchion in front of us, but the indication will be given by the line umpire as the referee goes in to talk to the umpire. Waterford think it's a kick, a goal.
It's a
kick.
Wide, I think.
It's a wide. It's been chalked down as a wide, as the Maggie Farrelly comes towards the sideline to have a word with one of the officials down in front of us, one of the Galway officials or Waterford officials, but it's going to be a kick out for Waterford. That's the upshot of it all. Evelyn O'Brien has the ball in the hand to kick it out. Clock says 3.5 minutes gone in the second half. It's as you were at half time. Galway 7, Waterford 5. Long way to go on this one. Up the goff, the ball breaks on the far side of the field. Again, it's the alert centre back Nicola Ward that's onto it for Galway. Gets the return pass and brings in the midfielder Mairead Glynn. Glynn now soloing out towards Kate Geraghty. Nicola Ward will call for the pass. It's overhit slightly, but it'll work out to her clubmate Olivia Dively. Dively now soloing on the sideline, on the far side of the field. Continues to carry the ball at the Waterford defence. Needs support. Goes back outside towards Kate Geraghty. Geraghty now takes an extra step or two there. Gets away with it. The referee says in the end that she threw the ball. May have been penalised before that, Caitlin, for overcarrying, but these are small margins we're talking about now.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, they're Galway are getting forward, but they're just, they can't get into that final little bit. But look, it's only, what, 3 minutes into the second, 4 minutes into the second half. At least they're threatening and going forward. But there's a lot to be played here today. And again, as I keep saying, there's goals seem to be in these players.
Yeah, and it's it may take something special, like a goal or two, to separate these sides in the end. We've had, as you say, 4.5 minutes of the second half. We haven't had a score. We've had an attempt by Waterford that was brilliantly blocked down. We've had a half attempt by Galway at the start of the second half. But it's the wind that's determining the state of play here, really, in this crucial clash in the Little National Football League. As the big one, of course, is your thoughts on that one, Caitlin, taking place shortly in Croke Park. Kerry Armagh, you were asking me earlier, what did I think? And looking at Kerry last weekend, or the last time they played Galway in Killarney, you feel that, you know, they weren't really on full power that day, but I think when they get to Croke Park, you know, they'd like to deny Armagh the chance to win the league.
Yeah, I think I'd love to say, like, Armagh are doing so well and it's great, like they're really on the up. They've had a fantastic league. And, you know, people are saying, oh, like with their defeat to Dublin the last day, we know they didn't have their strongest team out that day. But you just can never write off Kerry, and especially not in Croke Park, as we know all through the years. But I think Armagh, I think they'll get over the line. As we said, we weren't overly impressed with Kerry, but Who knows? Just don't know until they're in Croke Park. That seems to be, they're fairly comfortable there.
Yeah, it's football this weekend in Croke Park. Next weekend, of course, is the turn of Cathal Murray's Chargers in the Camogie. Galway taking on Tipperary, looking to make it three leagues in a row. That'll be an interesting one. We'll have live match commentary from headquarters next weekend as well. 2:30 is the throw-in for that one, as Galway are now in defensive set up here as Waterford go forward looking for the first score of the second half as the ball comes off here towards Kellyanne Hogan. Sends the ball in towards the goal. Dangerous ball. Goalkeeper has to be alert, Dervla Gower, and she is. She just touched that ball out in front of her. It was a dodgy looking shot coming in that could have gone anywhere, as Nicola Ward does well to stop that ball from going out over the sideline. Recycles it back to Sarah Lynchy off Asne Vanna Litchamore at the full back position, and Charlotte Cooney comes in then to help out as well as Galway put it over on the far side. Olivia Dively off towards Emily Gavin from Clare Galway, back to Dively. Dively uses Kate Geraghty then this side, and Geraghty gives a short hand pass off towards Maria Glynn, the middle of the field. She's put under a little bit of pressure, but gets it forward to Shauna Hines, who in turn tries to get it back to Alvar Davern, but Waterford are in there to intercept, and Waterford go forward now through their own midfielder Emma Murray. Murray still going forward looking for support, gets it inside from the corner forward Lauren McGregor. Dangerous player for Waterford, looking for the shot. Shot comes in. Dervla Gower is alert to that. It was a shot at the point, but Gower drives it out over on the far side of the field. It stays in play, caught up by the breeze. Eva Power from St. Pat's for Waterford gets it inside. Waterford now looking to get the first score of the second half. We've played 7.5 minutes. The shot will come in from the full forward. In it goes, high up and over the bar. We're back to a 1 point ball game, 7-6. As Waterford get that in there from their full forward, I think it was in the end for Waterford, Katie Murray, back to a 1 point ball game.
Yeah, oh, we have a stoppage here now. I think we have another sub coming on. Yeah, we're just down here, Waterford.
So Waterford going to bring on another substitute. So Katie Murray, the latest score, she got the last point of the first half for Waterford. She gets the first point of the second half, and it's come the 38th minute, and it's 7-6.
And I think it's Annie Fitzgerald is coming on for, is it Lucy O'Shea, I think, is going off. She was a last minute change for on the Waterford side. Yeah,
so Waterford making the change. We're back to a 1 point ball game here, 7-6. Dervla Gower with the kick out. and the ball is drilled over onto the far side as we look at Galway trying to come out with it. Galway will take on Dublin next weekend as well in O'Connor Park at 2 o'clock in the Under 20 Championship against Dublin. So that fixture just finalised. So Galway, after a draw yesterday against Offaly, Galway trying to win the ball here in the middle of the field over Waterford, and they do win it. Need to drive forward. Can they respond now to that Waterford score? Nicola Ward, Trojan work done by the Kilkerran Clonburn star so far in this game, and she's pivotal to what's going to happen to Galway in the second half, you'd imagine, because she really is one that loves to drive forward off the shoulder. She takes the free as well in the centre of the field to Mairead Glynn, back to Nicola, back to Kate Geraghty. Galway toiling with the breeze here, trying to drive forward, but it's a really is a tough second half now for Galway. They're going to have to call on all their battling qualities to get in here, but a score will give them a lift as we watch the ball inside to Roisin Leonard. Leonard looks like she's been fouled. Play on, says the referee. Advantage of Cormac to Galway, and Galway get the advantage, and we'll get that opportunity now through Roisin Leonard to get a point for Galway in response to Waterford's point. But that's what's going to take from Galway, Caitlin, is, you know, they're going to have to run this ball, and they're going to have to use the hand pass a lot in the second half.
Absolutely, and you could see there with Roisin again, she was heading towards goal and the Waterford defenders had no choice but to kind of foul her just that little bit outside. But we know how dangerous Roisin is with these placed balls. She's taken this one off the ground again, and I'm looking at the flags. I'm not sure which way the wind is going, if it's in her favour or not.
She puts it on the deck, three steps back, strikes it in, puts a curl on the ball and sends it right over the crossbar. 8-6, restores Galway's 2-point advantage, and Roisin sends that one up and over the bar, and it's her second point, her second free. She got one in the first half from long distance as well. 10 minutes gone in the second half. Galway lead by 8-6. The kick out to come from Waterford's goalkeeper Evelyn O'Brien, long over to the far side of the field. Too much on it for all the players over there, straight out over the sideline pass. Louise Ward on the far side, she's on sideline duties for Galway over there today. We'll be seeing her in the championship no doubt later in the year, as Nicola Ward's sister is about to take this one in over the top towards Emma Reaney. Reaney does well to try and get out there, but it's come off the Galway player, and it'll be a sideline ball taken quickly by Waterford as they bring it down towards the 45 out over the side. Waterford in possession now, albeit back in their own half-back line. Galway leading by 8-6, 11 minutes of the second half, as Galway now move forward, trying to remember Galway have a better scoring difference than Waterford if this game was to end in a draw, as that ball over the side of the field towards the midfielder. Moving it forward is Emma Murray. Waterford on the Galway 45 metre line, trying to work it forward towards their wing back, Anya O'Neill. Anya to the cornerback Aoife Murray, the number 4. Waterford now studying the options. Do they go for a point here? Does it pull on the jersey there? Play on, says the referee, and in the end Waterford get the free on the 14 metre line, and this will reduce it once again with just 11 and a half minutes gone. Waterford have a simple free in front of the goals. Referee having a word with one of the Galway players as well, just putting that in the book. But when play resumes, it'll be a 14 metre free for Waterford to reduce the deficit again. Lauren McGregor from Dungarvan, for a little bit of back check, referee Maggie Farrelly brings it right in front of the post, and if her task wasn't easy enough, it's now become so simple for McGregor to fly that one up and over the bar. 8-7, and so it remains a 1-point ball game now with 12 minutes gone in the second half. Galway are going to have to respond again as Milan McGregor fired that point from the free over the crossbar. It's 8-7. Galway want to make a substitute, do they? The sideline player is down in front of us here. Let's see who's coming on for Galway. The tops will come off, and the referee says because the Galway player wasn't ready to come in, Aoife Nicali is going to come in. As a kick out goes astray on the far side of the field, out of the sideline, Galway going to bring in Aoife Nicali from Caltra Coons. But Waterford now looking for the equalising score here. It's certainly the breeze that's favouring them now in this second half. Advantage to Waterford as they go for a point from out the field. Is it curling enough? It is. It's gone up and over the bar. We're level at 8 points apiece. The score coming from Emma Murray, the midfielder for Waterford. long distance point there from the Waterford girl. Waterford have outscored Galway by 3 points to 1 at the start of the second half. Galway now want to make this substitution, and it's number 4 that's coming off. Emily Gavin of Clare Galway comes off as the cornerback gets a round of applause. Ethan Kelly likewise as she comes into the action. So Galway going to have to use a lot of their bench, you'd imagine, now in the second half, because it's energy sapping out there, Caitlin.
100%. Again, as we've been talking about this breeze, like if you're trying to run against that, which keeps changing, so it's equal for both sides really in this second half, running against that breeze. So I do think the bench will be integral to both sides in the second half.
Galway now trying to get the ball up the other end of the field. It's 8 points apiece here in Duggan Park and Bannisloe. Galway looking to respond. Waterford, I told you, have outscored Galway with 3 points to one in the opening 14 minutes of part two, as Leanne Cohen has it now for Galway. Galway being urged on by their supporters now, looking for a score, and again the ball holds up in the breeze and it doesn't find its intended target. Long ball down towards here. Ethan Nicali in for Galway, sees the ball come spinning off her boot and out over the sideline. Nicola Ward was there in assistance as well, but it's Waterford now being buoyed on by their travelling support. They feel that there's something in this for them with the breeze behind them, that they can go on and get the victory, as the referee is allowing the sideline ball to be taken, and it's taken short by Waterford. Going for the return ball is the midfielder, Kellyanne Hogan. Kelly now moving the ball laterally. Waterford trying to stretch the Galway defence. Galway with 12-13 behind the ball, but it's Waterford now looking for the lead score here. We've come into the business end of this league clash. We've reached nearly the end of the third quarter here. We're just over 15 minutes to go on our stopwatch. It's Waterford 8, Galway 8, as the ball back outside now towards Kellyanne Hogan. It's a Division 1 status up for stake here for either of these two teams. It's Waterford now looking for the lead score here. It's ball recycled back out the field again comes. Waterford being put under all sorts of pressure by Galway, but still managed to hold on to possession. Slow down there by Emma Murray. She's just going back to survey her options and goes back to field with the ball, and Waterford will start all over again. 55 metres out from goal. Galway set up defensively to try and deny them any space, get forward. Brilliant work by Galway there to overturn the situation. The referee has said stop the play, but it is possession for Galway and it's a free for Galway between their own 45 and 65 metre line. Galway being asked, Charlotte Cooney being asked to come in nearer to Alvar Davern. It's so hard for Galway to get a kick pass up the other end of the field. Waterford have an injured player, a stoppage in play. It's so it remains 8 points to piece. We knew this one was going to be close, Caitlin, and it's turning out exactly that.
Absolutely, and I think again they're going to have to really utilise this hand pass to get forward. They're spot on the halfway line with this free from Alvar Davern, so it's going to be short passes to get that ball up the field.
Comes away from Olivia Dively, but picked up there by Galway again. Nicola Ward retains possession to give it off to Olivia Dively. She's going to try and carry ball forward, and imagine for Galway she needs support. She's been bottled up over there. She's going to go to her clubmate to take her out of a spot there. That's Nicola Ward, who ships aside to Ward for players to drive forward. Still going, advantage being played, advantage now gone for Galway. Nicola Ward still in possession. Shauna Hines on her shoulder. Shauna now, lovely little ball in towards Alvar Davern, free pushing the back, and that's brilliant work by Galway. Worked all the way up from that free that Galway had in their own half. It took something special to get a couple of passes together, and in the end it's ended up with a free for Galway, a free for Roisin Leonard, as I think we have hailstones even hitting the roof here as well. We've all sorts of weather, Caitlin.
Absolutely, four seasons as they say. But like again there, Nicola Ward made what, 20 metres of ground by just running straight. She took the ball with her, and look, it's resulted in a free. But on the 14 yard, is it? 14,
yeah, it's about
21.
14 metres,
yeah.
Out. God, we have a player injured. But
14 metres, sorry.
A good distance for Roisin Leonard into the strong breeze, but she got one earlier in this, and every one of these are crucial now.
Absolutely. Like, we're level now, so everything adds up. So we'll be hoping now that Roisin will put her boot through this one and put Galway a point the better of Nadesha.
8 points apiece prior to this free kick. 17 minutes gone on the clock here. Galway warming up a couple of substitutes as well, as Leonard goes back to replace the ball on the deck. It's inside the D to the right of the post, down to our left hand side. Roisin Leonard with 2 points today from frees, strikes this one off the left, but the breeze catches it badly and forces it out to the right hand side and wide, just giving us a real idea how difficult it is in this second half for Galway to get scores. Firstly to get the ball forward and then to get the ball over the bar, as the kick out comes from the Waterford goalkeeper Evan O'Brien, broken in the middle field, picked up by the Dacia, tried to drive forward, little touchdown there by Galway. But in the end, too many Waterford jerseys there, and they pick it up. It's time for the visitors now to drive forward. Lovely fisted pass into the centre. Here go Waterford. Galway should not try and give away a free here. Waterford have numbers. They want to move them. Galway get a touch in there. Waterford still have possession. Brilliant work by Mairead Glynn. Gets a heavy tackle, puts her body on the line, tries to get out. She needs support. That's wonderful work by the Dunmore McHales player there in the back inside Galway's D there to deny the Waterford players. Aoife Kelly comes in to it. She's growing into this game after her introduction in the second half. Olivia Divley now needs support. The support will come from Sarah Lynch. Sarah now sees the hand pass to Leanne Cohen. We're 8 points apiece here in Duggan Park and Bannisloe. 18 and a half minutes gone in the second half, and it's no separating the sides. If it stays like this, it would suit Galway on scoring difference as the ball is driven forward. But Galway will try and win this on the day as the ball is fisted out inside the field towards Kate Geraghty. Geraghty now gets it inside to Roisin Leonard. Leonard now holds up possession, tries to win at the Waterford defence, still going forward. Roisin doing brilliant. Is there a pass on here? Needs to go back outside towards Alver Davern. Davern moving forward now for Galway off the left, kicks it high. She kicks it in towards the post. It's curling at the moment it left her boot. It looked like it was destined to go over, but the breeze began to catch it, and in the end forced it out about 5 or 6 metres wide.
Absolutely. I had my pen out. I was ready to put the first point beside Alva Davern's name, and then I looked up and just saw it go more and more right. Again, this wind is having a real impact on this game.
8 points apiece. No separating sides on the day here as we watch out from that kick out over to the far side. Oh, grabbed brilliantly by Nicola Ward in the middle of the field. Super work by her. As Waterford overturn it, however, and Waterford not trying to move it towards the centre. Next score probably crucial in this contest here, but it's Waterford now driving forward, the space opening up for Kellyanne Hogan. She strikes the ball towards the post. The referee is going to give a free for a jersey tug. Galway are not happy with that on the sideline. Just as she went, a little tug of the jersey, and Waterford are going to get the chance here to put this over the bar on the edge of the D and take the lead here in Duggan Park and Bannisloe.
Yeah, and I think Galway will be just regretting those last two wides. I have it now that Galway have 7 wides, so which could make an awful difference in comparison to Waterford's 2. But look, level on the scoreboard, and that's where it matters. Doesn't matter how many wides you have.
This is crucial for Waterford, for Galway as well, as it dropped in around the house. Galway get it off the line, however. Good work back there by Marianne Jordan. It was left short. You'd imagine it couldn't have been left short from that distance, but it was. Thankfully, from a Galway's perspective, they have it over on the far side, close to the sideline. Making a burst out there is Aoife Kelly, off towards Alver Davern, back to Kate Geraghty. She needs support. That'll come from Shauna Hines. Galway having to come out really deep now, driving forward. Shauna Hines still in possession, got support from Charlotte Cooney, and inside to Leanne Cohen. Leanne now making a burst through the centre forward channel, inside to Shauna Hines. Hines does well to hold on to possession. Not a lot of Galway support. It will come from Roisin Leonard, who sends a lovely ball inside towards Emma Rainey. Rainey now with the opportunity sends it in towards the post, but again Galway are going to have to try and when they're shooting. That ball needs to be probably 10 yards to the left of this post, the way that breeze is carrying it in.
Absolutely. Like, that was another one there that I nearly had written down for Emma Rainey. It was a fabulous pass into her. She was just making her way in towards the box on the left, in the left corner, and oh, on a normal day it would have gone over, but today we need to be shooting more left in the hope that it goes over the black spot.
It was a brilliant ball in as well from Roisin Leonard, but it's Waterford have won the breaking ball from the kick out, and they're on the attack. The players over here as well. Galway trying to force the Waterford player out. The shot will come in. It's high. It looks like it's going to go over the bar. It is from the full forward, Katie Murray. Waterford lead for the first time in the game, 9-8. And Galway now really with a lot to do after that. They need to get the ball up the other end of the field firstly, but they trail by a point, Caitlin.
Yeah, and there's 8 minutes left, so there's still a game, and there's 8 minutes in normal time. We don't know what Maggie Farrelly will add on, but yeah, this is some game.
Waterford lead here, 9-8. That would be good enough for Division 1 football for them next year. For Galway, would drop to Division 2. Remember, a draw for Galway is enough too, as Galway trying to come out with it. Good work by Kate Geraghty to win the free. Waterford have got the last 3 points of the second half, and they've outscored Galway by 4-1 in 22 and a half minutes. As Galway now somewhere need to find something special. Firstly, to get a point back with draw, and maybe get a major yet to dent Waterford hopes here. The ball is with Mairead Glynn in the middle of the field now, as she goes towards the 45 metre line. Again, Galway have to go back to Nicola Ward. Nicola being pulled back, the referee not taking any notice of that as Nicola still goes forward, still going, still on a run, 20-30 metres off it goes towards the Galway substitute Andrea Trill, but the ball spills away from her. Waterford have turned it over back in their own half and they try to come out with that ball outside the 21 metre line, working it out. The referee has spotted a jersey pull and that's going to be a free out, and the longer this game goes at 9-8, you feel that Waterford, you know, are going to create another chance or two, and it might be just too much for Galway.
That's it. And like, again, Nicola Ward had a fantastic run through there, and like, she made so much ground, but just Waterford defence are getting those hands in and they're just dispossessing there in the final third.
It's a free down to Waterford. The clock ticks away here in Duggan Park and Bandonslaw. Waterford in possession just inside their own half, have the patience to work it forward to the unmarked full forward. 24 minutes, so 6 minutes of normal time remaining. Waterford going forward, still in possession, and they do have support on the shoulder as well. Shot will come in. Oh, that's a superb strike by the wing back Anya O'Neill. Waterford go 2 ahead. Galway in all sorts of bother right here now. 10-8. Anya O'Neill from long range fires that one up and over the bar. We are in the 25th minute and according to my stopwatch, Waterford, Caitlin, now 2 ahead. Maybe it's Galway that will lead a 3-pointer yet in this game.
Absolutely. Waterford just really seem to be building on that momentum of the second half. They really are on top, and Galway do need to get up there, and I think they will need a goal if they want to stay in this game.
Galway going to bring in number 25 Linda Booth from St Brendan's as well. Emma Rini's day is done for Galway. 2 points by her in the first half, and just so hard to get near enough to the goal in the second half to get an opportunity to put the ball over the bar. That sees Waterford lead now by 2 here. Waterford 10, Galway 8, and about 5 minutes plus to be played here. So Galway need 2 points, if not a goal.
They're clapping here for Emma Rini going off. She had a great game in fairness today, and I think that full forward line have been really well linking up, and even like Nicola Ward coming in as well, and Shauna Hines, the passing has been great, but it's just getting it to that final score in the end.
Ball in over the top towards Shauna Hines. Here's a chance for Galway now, maybe to open up the Waterford defence. Hines tries to get it towards Roisin Leonard. She does. Leonard tries to get the ball delivered inside, but it's blocked down and Waterford can come away with it, and this is where they're dangerous. The Dacia quickly move the ball forward, taking out a couple of Galway defenders very quickly there. Waterford now, another score you feel. Well, a goal would really close it up as the ball drops in and up and over the bar from the girl wearing number 18. Waterford go 3 up, 11-8. The latest score, Caitlin, from the girl wearing number 18.
Orla Kennedy, yeah. That was a great score. Again, they kind of beat us at our own game there. Like, they did great passing there to get forward, and it was a good one from just outside the D, I think. She put it straight over, and there was no doubt about that one. That was gone straight over.
Waterford make a change. The clock says we've got 4 minutes left here in Bandonslaw. Galway trail by 3. Their Division 1 status hangs in the balance. Right now, they'd need a goal. The ball goes to ground, and scoring difference and all that kind of stuff could still come into this at the very end, but right now it's Galway need the ball up the other end of the park, and they're inside their own 45 metre line trying to work it out. They've got to be precise. Referee sees a foul. Galway get the free. 11 points to Waterford. Galway 8. 26.5 minutes gone. Alva Davern goes forward, gets it up. Waterford have now scored 3 more points than Galway on the day as well, which is worrying in itself. So that could be a crucial. Galway may need to score a goal and a point to actually go on and win this game.
That's it, because we know if Galway just get the goal that Waterford will win, because it's
points.
Absolutely, it's the most points. If it's a draw, it's the most points scored on the day that will stay up in Division 1 football next
year. Well, Galway now need 2 scores without Waterford getting another one, and that's a goal and a point if they are to go on, or even 2 goals. But it's referee says play on. There, 2 players collided. He's going to stop it now over there with the clock gone into the 28th minute here. Galway trail 11-8 to Waterford. It's 11 for Waterford, 8 for Galway. A 3-point advantage. We have it here. Some confusion with some people on the what's on the scoreboard down to us. 11-8 is what we have. Yeah, the scoreboard is correct. It's the same as what we have here in the commentary position. So it's a 3-point advantage to Waterford. As something special is required from Galway. They're going to bring in Caoimhe Cleary from Barna as well. And the referee is just allowing attention to come and allowing the substitute to come on for Galway as well.
I think we've another Galway sub warming up here as well that seems to be getting ready to come on.
All will be revealed in a couple of moments as the Galway player is just warming up. I think Gaitlin is the Galway player. It's not actually coming into the action. Play continues on the far side of the field. Galway in danger of going down to Division 2 as they are trailing here by 3 points. Still going forward, looking for a score. The referee says overcarrying by Galway. It's just not happening for Galway right now. It was always going to be tough in the second half. You alluded to it at half time, Caitlin. 7-5 after having played with the aid of the breeze. Waterford were going to come with a big second half, and that's exactly what has happened.
That's it. Like, they've scored 6 points in this half, and like we said, the breeze was going to have a lot to do with it. I said it, like, 2 points wasn't enough to have an advantage on a day like today, and Waterford seemed to really take advantage of that, and they've just come out a new team in this second half.
Yeah, as we just confirmed that the scoreboard is fine, 11-8. There was a question or two about that scoreboard, but it's 11-8, and Galway just need to try and get the ball down. They're in the middle of the field. They are in possession. Our clock says we've hit 29 minutes here. It's whatever is being added on. Move forward now by Galway. They need to get some sort of a score from this. Jersey was being pulled, not spotted by the referee. If Nicali gets it inside, Galway still going forward here. Is there a chance of a score for Galway? Takes a deflection, picked up by the goalkeeper. That may have been the chance for Galway to get some sort of a score, but Waterford taking it out of defence. Work it down. Referee says a foul this time on the or the Waterford player, and that's going to be Waterford in possession, but they give it away. Galway have won it. Referee says free to Galway. They take it quickly to the midfield to Alva Davern. The crowd urging on Galway here. It'll all be down to how much minutes are added on at the end of this, if there is any, because I reckon we're in the final few seconds on our stopwatch as Galway now looking for a score. Nicola Ward driving forward, sends it inside to Roisin Leonard. Galway need a score. Roisin Leonard goes for goal and drives it out to the right hand side and wide. She knows exactly what has to be done. Is the referee saying it got a touch in the end for a 45? Galway are going to have to try and do something special here, Caitlin.
This one's going to have to be landed in around the square and put in the back of the net, and a point to follow it fairly quickly if Galway want a chance of winning this game. It just hasn't been working for them. How many of those balls in the second half have just gone so far to that right hand side and wide? The wind is just swirling as we've been talking, and it's taken so many balls that way.
Roisin Leonard then with the free for Galway, the 45. Going to try and drive this in around the house. Galway looking for some sort of return from this, and hopefully we might win the kick out as it's drilled in. Picked out of the clouds in there by Mairead Glynn. Needs support. Has to come back out the field. Gets it off towards Aoife Nicali. Nicali going forward. It's moved inside towards Leanne Cohen. Sees her shot blocked down brilliantly by the Waterford defence. So many white jerseys back there. Galway were always under pressure to try and get a shot off, but it's brilliant defensive work. It's the ball now out around the centre for Waterford. Clock. So much against Galway here. We're in 1 minute of added time being played. It's Waterford that lead 11-8. One more score for Waterford would wrap up proceedings here as the ball is kicked out, but Waterford get the break again and go back and pick up, and high tackle by the Galway player there. And I suppose right now we've got to start thinking about Division 2 next year. I mean, it's not the end of the world for Galway. They've been there before and they've come up pretty quick. They've been in Division 1 since 2014. I think Waterford have been there since 2019, and they're going to stay there on the current score here. But certainly it'll be an interesting, you know, few weeks now. The league will be put behind them. They know what they'll have to face into next year as the Galway player comes after a shake of hands from Daniel Moynihan. But it'll be all systems set up now and all concentrations put on the championship build-up.
That's it, absolutely. And look, it's Division, it's not all that bad. Like, they haven't been a million miles off. All of their games have been really, really close, which can be a frustrating thing on the other side of it, but that's a positive they can take forward as they go forward now again in this.
Yeah, well, certainly you've got to give them credit, Caitlin. They haven't given up at any time in this game. They've tried really hard in the second half against a breeze that has got stronger and stronger here in Ballinasloe, and now they're pulled for overcarrying. And right now you're looking at over 2 minutes of additional time being played. It's Charlotte Cooney that's come off that time for Galway as well. She looks like she's getting a little bit of treatment there as well. And of course, you'll have to look at all the girls that have to come back for Galway as well, including the aforementioned Louise Ward as well. You know, Galway missing a lot of players in this league campaign.
Absolutely, and that makes such a difference, and they'll be hoping to have those back for when championship starts again. Is it 2 weeks' time that they're out I'm not 100% sure, but it'll be, they'll be leading up to that, and they just want to know that their team is fit heading into championship.
Yeah, they got over a month, I think, to prepare for that 12th of May clash with Mayo, and that'll be a kind of final, and that'll also have permutations of where Galway lie in the championship draws that will be made by the LGFA after the provincial championships have been completed in all provinces. But here it's Waterford, the Munster team, that are doing well. Nicola Ward goes to ground, gets the ball into the centre. Galway, as they say, dying with their socks on here as they try and get the ball forward. It really is hard out there to get it forward, moving it out to come in towards Aoife Kelly, as she has possession advantage being played. Galway looking for two scores. We played 3 minutes of additional time. Is there a chance here for Galway to get some sort of a score and try and win the kick out? Ball won again brilliantly. Here go Galway now, looking for that score. Inside it goes towards Olivia Dively. She certainly fouled, to be a free on the edge of the D in there for Galway. If Galway could put this over, we don't know how much time is being added on. We don't have a countdown clock, and we don't have a fourth official telling us how many minutes are being played. We're all, you know, up in the air as to how much is going to be played on.
That's it. We're only just waiting for Maggie Farrelly to give us the go ahead, and it looks like there's going to be a sub. I'm not sure which.
The board has gone up. We've had stoppages as well.
I think it's a Walsh. I think I see a Waterford player going off down there. So
yeah, that'd be Lauren
McGregor.
That'd
be Cora Murray and Lauren McGregor coming back on again.
That's the change there. The referee giving the ball to Roisin Leonard. Has she time to put the ball over the bar and go with try and win the kick out? Because there's a lot of shouting going on here in the stand. Waterford supporters getting irate at the setup of their defence back there. But this is a free for Roisin Leonard that she tries to put over the bar. She does put it over the bar, brings it back to 11 points to 9. All eyes now on the referee, Maggie Farrelly. 11 points to 9. Roisin Leonard with her third point of the contest, third point from free. It's come deep into injury time here. The kick out, referee, is she going to allow play to continue? The goalkeeper is Evelyn O'Brien from Waterford. Waterford lead 11 points to 9. That tells us Galway need a goal here to stay in Division 1. Ball breaks in the middle of the field, but it comes off a Galway player in the middle and picked up, and a brilliant work. Oh, the Galway player deemed to have fouled the Waterford player there. She got the possession back off the Daisha player, but the referee, Maggie Farrelly, said it was a foul by the Galway player. We have played 5 minutes exactly of added on time here, and it's Waterford now are happy to keep ball over on the far side of the field. This will do Waterford. This will retain their Division 1 status for 2025. Galway need to get the ball back and try and move forward, but Waterford are having in possession. Waterford supporters calling for the whistle to be blown. Galway want another few minutes at least, or at least one opportunity to get the ball forward. Waterford back inside their own 45 metre line, working the ball out towards their full back Eve Power. Maggie Farrelly still allowing play to continue. Waterford happy enough to hold possession. They're back inside their own 45 metre line, and they're just used players back there. Galway putting the press on. Galway trying to somehow intercept the ball, and they do intercept it, and Galway have won a free on the 45 metre line. Everybody forward for Galway, I'd say, is the call here, Caitlin.
Absolutely. We've played nearly 6 minutes now of additional time in this second half. This is surely, you'd be saying, the last bit of play. The ball is there around the 45 yard line. It'll be put in around the box and hope for the best, I think.
Referee is going to talk to the Waterford player as well. We've had no yellow card so far in this game on my count, but the referee is going to produce that in the dying embers of this here. I don't think it matters a lot, really. It's one less Waterford player in around the house, but Galway have it just on inside the 45 metre line. It has to be put in, and it has to be put in long by Roisin Leonard. Galway got to get the big players up there. There's only one inside this half the field, is the Galway goalkeeper, Deirdre Gower. She can only watch on. She's of no benefit there now. This has to be a goal for Galway from whatever envelops from this free in. Galway player Alvar Davern is okay to continue. We could do with her inside in the full forward line as well here. Galway need a goal to retain their Division 1 status. Waterford lead 11 points to 9. Waterford are making another substitution. Who knows how much more time is left, Caitlin, because as we said, we're only looking at now 7 minutes have been played at the end of the 30, so it's a long second half.
It's been a very long second half, and especially when we know, look, this, if they're looking to put this in around the box, I think, are we going to have another substitution, or are they deciding? No, I think they're going
Maggie
to
Maggie Farrelly has the hand up to indicate that Galway want to bring on another substitute, but we're going to play probably the last play of the game here. Galway have made a substitution. Roisin Leonard is on the 45 metre line, kicking into the goal on our left. Here comes the kick. drops it in around the house, up they go for it, that touches off a hand, it gets a touch, a wide, says the umpire, looked like from here it looked to 45. Waterford supporters calling for full time. 37 and a half second half minutes have been played. Waterford are leading Galway by 11 points to 9, and they look like they are going. Referee Maggie Farrelly showing the watch to the Waterford player. Is that enough? Is that an indication that this game is over? The kick out will come. Waterford players telling the goalkeeper to kick it out. Out it comes to midfield, and we continue playing here. Ball breaks down. Who's onto it? Galway looking to secure possession here. Possession vital as the Waterford player puts in the hand. She touches the ball on the ground, and Galway have won it free in the centre of the field. Galway now moving all maroon jerseys forward. Alva Davern looking to find the Galway player initially. She does that. This side of the field, the referee Maggie Farrelly says enough is enough. We've played 8 minutes of additional time. It's heartbreak for Galway in the end, who lose out by 2 points. The spoils go to the visitors, Waterford, who will play in Division 1 next year. Galway will play Division 2 football, but as we said earlier, it's not the end of the world. It's been a campaign that has saw Galway lose out narrowly in some cases, but today the second half breeze was just too much for Galway to deal with, as Waterford outscored Galway by 6 points to 2 in the second half. And ultimately that spell where Waterford scored 5 points without reply between the 42nd and the 56th minute, that saw them go 11 points to 8 ahead. Galway had a late consolation score from Roisin Leonard, that Galway needed the goal to get the win. But disappointment, Caitlin, but I suppose Daniel Moynihan and his backroom team can only be proud of, you know, these players.
That's it, and like as we've said, there's been a many, many small margins in this league campaign, and there's a lot to take. Look, as we said, there's loads of teams to come back into this outfit for championship, so I don't think there's any need to be worried. It's obviously disappointing, nobody wants to be going down, but it might be no harm, you know, get up the confidence next year, and like they played really well, especially in the first half. I thought Galway had a great game, but Waterford were just that bit stronger in the second half. As you said, you know, they had, what was it, like a 14 minute 5 points in 14 minutes, and
that was difference. The difference in the end, and Waterford spoiling Galway's party here in Duggan Park and Ballinasloe. Not to be for Galway, they will make the drop alongside Cork to Division 2, which will be a competitive Division 2 as well next year. Waterford will remain in Division 1, having registered their second victory. But it's all over, John, here in Duggan Park and Ballinasloe, as the crowd leave the Ballinasloe venue. My sincere thanks to Caitlin Hayes on co-commentary once again here with us in Duggan Park and Ballinasloe. But we leave you, John, from Duggan Park with the final score. Waterford 11 points, Galway 9 points.
Live match broadcast in association with Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Download our new app today.